CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Who's lying and who's not? The Department of Homeland Security is administering polygraph tests to employees to find that out.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem wants to know who is leaking information about immigration raids to the media.
We have identified two leakers of information here at the Department of Homeland Security.
In a video she posted on X, Noem said the alleged leakers have put the lives of law enforcement officers in danger and they will be prosecuted. CBS has learned the lie detector tests have been going on for 3 weeks. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
After President Trump paused tariffs on Mexico for the second time, its president called for a giant fiesta in downtown Mexico City. But as our Adrian Bard reports from the Mexican capital, if the president changes his mind again, consumers will be hit.
Mexico City trade expert and lawyer Terena Ramirez says consumers will pay the price if President Trump reinstates the tariffs.
The situation with these three countries right now, it's a little bit scary.
Products that could cost U.S. consumers more include vehicles, but for now, a reprieve. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
Whipping winds have been bad news for New York's Long Island, where fires have been popping up. Officials say there have been three have been extinguished, while a fourth is 50% contained. One firefighter suffered burns to the face and has been hospitalized. Brookhaven Town Supervisor's Dan Panico.
They should have their medicines, have a bag ready just in case. You know, thankfully, the concerted effort, the cooperative effort of everyone, it was likely going to keep this from being the fire of 95, which burned 4,500 acres.
The House unveiled a stopgap measure to keep the government funded. As our Nicole Killian reports, the bill could avert a looming shutdown, but there may be challenges ahead.
House Republicans unveiled a spending bill aimed at heading off a federal government shutdown. The 99-page legislation would provide a slight boost to defense programs and cut non-defense spending below 2024 budget year levels. The measure, which faces objections from some Democrats, would keep the government funded through September.
Officials in Newark, New Jersey say a 14-year-old shot and killed a police officer last night and injured another.
Essex County prosecutors say the officers were investigating whether a group of people were carrying illegal guns. Shots were fired during the interaction and two officers were hit with gunfire. 26-year-old Joseph Escona was shot before exiting the police cruiser and was pronounced dead at the hospital. A second officer is in critical condition. The 14-year-old suspected shooter was also shot, but is expected to survive.
That's KYW's Connor Barkin. The 14-year-old's name is not being released. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it. Safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with USPS Ground Advantage Service. Visit USPS.com/in the know.
Let's talk about an ugly word, debt. I'm Navy veteran Phil Briggs, and at my lowest point, I was drowning in credit card debt until I turned to Navy Federal Credit Union. Their cash rewards and cash rewards plus cards now offer a 0% intro APR on credit card balance transfers for 12 months. So dominate your debt with Navy Federal Credit Union, where our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA after the intro rate expires. Variable APRs are 14.9% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends March 31st, 2025.
A survey investigates what is the most rude and least rude city in America.
Miami was found to be the nation's rudest city, where you'll find loud music played in public and a lack of self-awareness, says a new survey from language learning platform Preply. University of Florida assistant psychology professor Nicholas Coles says maybe Miami isn't quite so rude.
This hasn't undergone peer review, an independent critical evaluation from scientists. Methodological detail makes it even harder for someone like me to evaluate the integrity of the claim.
Cole says the survey's findings may boil down to cultural differences.
Social norms, things that you did expected and appropriate in one context might be considered totally inappropriate or at the very least strange in another context.
The least rude residents were found in Omaha and Minneapolis. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
It could just be a language barrier. 69% of Miami-Dade County's population identifies as Hispanic or Latino. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 30. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow and even warmer. High in the mid-50s. The warmth continues into next week. Highs well into the 40s and 50s, even some 60s. It's 39 right now.
Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
Never knew love before. Then came
to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
after you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Really couldn't get away too soon. Yeah, I think the wish stays good. other girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loved me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Woo-ha! Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
When you
It's easy as one. mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. A wind of a loss of tenil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Sudden craze.